You're listening to the Creative Guidance Podcast, Episode 3. Today, we get down to business with Sarah Hinton on the importance of your business finances, so stay tuned. Hi, my name is Carrie Silverhorn, and I have been a graphic designer for nearly 20 years. It is my passion to help business owners not only overcome any business obstacles, but to also come up with creative ways to achieve their goals and visions that they have for their company. This is not just what I do, this is what I love. Today's podcast is with Sarah Hinton. I actually met Sarah via LinkedIn. She sent me a message and we got together. We actually live not very far from each other, and we kind of got together in a more of a closer networking attempt. And she's a really great lady, and we've become very good friends, I believe. And she is owner of the Serenity Keeper. And what she does is she's a virtual bookkeeping firm. And if she keeps your books, then you keep your serenity. And she loves to work with small business owners to help them keep their peace of mind when it comes to their business side of their businesses. So thank you very much, Sarah, for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So a couple of questions that I wanted to ask you when it came to, you know, finances and business when people are starting out on their own is, you know, I have done this myself. We kind of get bombarded in the software extravaganza, like this one's free and this one's only $7 a month.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Works best, and this one you can use on your phone and stuff like that. So what software do you actually recommend and for new business owners or small business owners, and why?
Well, when it comes to bookkeeping software, I think QuickBooks Online is the way to go. Mm-hmm. There's, like you said, a ton of different options out there, and everyone's going to say, you know, well, we do this the best, we do that the best. Mm-hmm. And what I find is every one of them does some of it, but very few of them do everything that you will need to have done eventually. And QuickBooks Online is not that expensive. You can even start with the self-employed version, which is only $5 a month.
Right.
And you can work your way up to a bigger version as you find you need more.
Mm-hmm.
But why not start with what you're going to use eventually anyway, right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. I totally agree. QuickBooks is one of the ones that I use because I'm a service-based and product-based business. So on my service side, I use 17 Hats. But on the QuickBooks side, it lets me integrate that. And then I can do my product side of it. And I feel like it's super easy to get a handle on, and it gives you everything that you need. So that's pretty good. So is there anything else you would recommend for small business owners?
One that has honestly personally changed my life is called Mile IQ. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great app for tracking your mileage. As a business owner, if you're going to be using your personal vehicle in your business, you have to track that mileage so that you can claim those miles on your taxes at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
And the official way to track that mileage is you have to record your starting mileage and your end mileage for every trip. So the old school way is you kept a little notebook in your car and you wrote it down every time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about you, but I'm way too forgetful to do that. So MileIQ is awesome. It works with the GPS in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And every trip you take, it pulls up a little card and you get to do Tinder style swiping. So you swipe it left if it's personal and right if it's business. And it just keeps track of everything for you. And then at the end of the year, or it can do a weekly report, it can do a monthly report. I think it's a really awesome thing. And it's not all that expensive. I think it was less than $100 for a whole year's worth.
Oh, wow.
They do have a free version, but the free version has a limited number of trips per month. And then for a relatively low cost, you can get unlimited.
That's pretty good. I know I had something like that similar on my phone, and it was really neat. But it was only like a promo period. And then after that, it didn't, work. They wanted you to upgrade, of course, but it was similar to that. And it was very handy. And I really should go back and install this on my phone now. So, and you had talked to me also about another resource, which is HubDoc. Can you explain that one?
Yeah.
How do you guys use that?
HubDoc is an online document storage and retrieval service. So I know that receipts are always a pain in the butt to keep. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to have somewhere to keep them. And those Walmart ones are really bad about fading over time. So you stick mm-hmm. them in a folder and you come back in April to do your taxes and you can't even read half of them. HubDoc is a service where you take a picture of the receipt and you basically email it to them, and then they can read that receipt and it will automatically take that data and put it in your QuickBooks for you. Wow. It's not free. They do have a monthly service or a monthly charge. I think it's around $30 a month for the full version, but there's a free trial. And if that's a pain point for you, then $30 a month might be well worth it, you know. Mm-hmm. It all depends on what your needs are for your business and what really sucks for you to do.
Right. And, you know, like you said, those little receipts that people take and stick in their wallet or stick in their pocket or stick in the bag and they're going to get to them later, which I did my air quotes on that one, but that never happens. I know for me, it never happens. It, you know, so this is definitely a good service. It's almost like, you know, the neat scanner that would scan it in and stuff. I tried that one. I wasn't a big fan of it, but it's probably gotten a lot better since it first came out. So what, in your opinion, do you feel like is like the number one thing that business owners overlook when it comes to finances in their business, keeping their books and stuff?
I think the main thing that particularly new business owners overlook is doing that day-to-day bookkeeping. I think a lot of people, they get started with their business and they're excited to get going and they just want to jump in with both feet, and they don't really think about tracking all these expenses. They don't think about, you know, breaking it down into detail so you can have more information as a business owner. They're just thinking about selling their product or getting out there and getting clients. Mm-hmm. And then it comes to be tax time and they have that shoebox full of receipts. They can't read half of them. They know that half of their expenses aren't in that shoebox. So they just don't have a way to get everything all organized. And then it ends up, you know, costing them an arm and a leg to get their taxes done because somebody has to dig through that shoebox full of receipts. And so I think doing your taxes gets you a good picture of what your business looks like in that moment. Mm-hmm. But bookkeeping lets you see what your business looks like all those other 364 days of the year.
Well, and that's really important too, to kind of know where you're at, because, you know, if you're putting time and effort into a product or a service that's not, you know, coming back to you, you know, as far as a return, or you constantly see, like, for the last 6 months, I've lost money in this one section, so I need to delete that section, delete that service, you know, figure out a way to change it. You get a better picture, you know, in a sense, on where you're standing at instead of where, you know, it's kind of like going to the store and not knowing what you have in your bank account, and then you swipe the card and you pray that it goes through, you know, because you're not
exactly
really sure where you're sitting. So you're kind of playing a Russian roulette a little bit with your business finances. And that really gives you a lot of peace of mind. And what I usually tell my clients, it's either time or it's money. Either you invest a lot of time in doing it yourself, or you figure out if paying and outsourcing on the money end is worth it. And most business owners, their time is way more precious than having somebody who is a professional do this. And if it's not their forte, then especially to have somebody come in and geared towards this business and knows how to keep everything straight for them, that would be something that would be peace of mind. You can't buy peace of mind.
Exactly. I've told a couple different business owners the most precious thing you have is those 24 hours in the day. Mm-hmm. You can get more money, you know, you can get more help, but you can't get more hours in the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a point where you're going to spend other, give people money so you don't have to spend your hours doing that.
Absolutely. Time is very finite. And you know, if you're doing what you're supposed to do and that is your calling, and you know, if your calling is to bake cakes and not do the accounts receivable, then by gosh, allowing someone who that is their calling to do that allows you to do what you were meant to do. So, I mean, if you've had somebody mow your lawn or, you know, that sort of thing, then, you know, you've outsourced and it's not that painful. I think people a lot of times are just scared to relinquish the control a little bit, maybe, or someone's going to take advantage of them. So if people wanted to get a hold of you so they can see kind of what you do and really visit with you and get to know you so that they know that, you know, you are a very confidential person, you are going to be able to do what they need for in a timely manner, what's the best way to reach you?
The best way is probably email, which is sarah@serenitykeeper.com. Or phone. My number is 417-986-3193. And then I also have a website, www.serenitykeeper.com. Mm-hmm. And I've got a blog there. I post regularly. And I post articles and posts that I write that I think are appropriate for any business owner. They're not just bookkeeping related stuff. They're, mm-hmm. you know, I need help. Where can I reach for help? I think they're pretty wide ranging and pretty much anyone could benefit from reading them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate you being able to come on the podcast. Everything that Sarah and I talked about is going to be in the show notes. So you'll have links to that, links to her site. And then I will have this sent to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I appreciate you doing this and spreading your wisdom. This was a lot of good information. Thank you again to Sarah Hinton for coming onto the Creative Guidance Podcast. I love having thought leaders and guests on my show. If you or another person that you know is a thought leader and has some words of wisdom for people who are in business, please contact me at info@dreamkeeperdesigns.com. That will be in the show notes. And again, our podcast is brought to you by the Dreamkeeper Balance Box. You can find that at www.dreamkeeperdesigns.com/balancebox. Thank you so much for joining in to the Creative Guidance Podcast, and I will see you again next week. Much love and many blessings.